I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was Aaron Boone on the personality of the Boston Red Sox.
Pretty sure that was our boss, Ken Laird.
And we've talked about that. Personality of the Boston Red Sox. Who's the face of the Boston Red Sox? Who's that personality leader? And I think we all settled in on personality by committee, that maybe the head of the committee, the chairman of the committee, is Alex Cora. But we've seen some ebbs and flows. We had one of the Twitchers kind of calling out that whole theme I talked about for a while with the young players.
Yeah.
Well, if you looked on Twitter today, the young players, Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony, were arriving in Florida for that camp where all the injured guys are and the people that are stay ready crew, I think you might call it, down there. So they may have been a key factor in the middle of the season, but that kind of petered out as we get to the end of the season here. But Alex Cora is the guy I want to start with, I want to talk about, because I believe, Ted, I said this yesterday, I think the greatest strength the Red Sox have going into this series, a three-game series, which I think can be managed in a certain way, is the manager, Alex Cora. I think you have Crochet, obviously, but he can only win you game one, even at his best. Even if he's shut out nine innings, he can't win the second game for you. I think Alex Cora has a massive managerial advantage over Aaron Boone and his experience in the postseason. You and I have talked a little bit about this, that maybe the postseason allows for his gut and his experience to take over more so than analytics or meetings that take place at like 1 p.m. where we're planning how we're going to handle certain things. No.
You make decisions, in the seventh inning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Right. No. Let's make him in the seventh inning based on the crowd, the atmosphere, the look in his eyes, the score, the how much is the guy sweating? Yeah. Does he
reading
look like
humanity.
He's crapping his pants on the mound, or does he look like he's in the like all of those things? I think Alex Cora might be the best in baseball, right? Tito, I like Tito. Tito's got a say in this.
Oh, he's the legend.
But
come on now.
Alex Cora is in that conversation in that area, and I think that matters.
Yeah, and if you're just looking for an example, just don't look any further than last Friday night's game.
Yep.
Which everybody was hyped. I mean, we were at Fenway doing the show, and everybody wanted the closeout and this clinch the playoff that game, and it wasn't looking good for most of the game. And then Alex just kind of managed the game in a way that he got a win out of that. And so they clinched, but large part because of how Alex moved the chess pieces around the board in that game. So that's just a preview to what we're going to see in every playoff game moving forward, is Alex Cora's decision-making in-game, making a difference in winning and losing.
If your starters do not go 6 or 7 innings, Alex Cora's the Bobby Fischer part of Alex Cora as baseball manager is going to need to be on point.
But I would lower the number. I think 6 or 7. You watch postseason baseball.
Well, I would be pumped if they got six
if
or
they
seven.
Get six, if, well,
if you, there's I, guys on base in the third inning, he'll be pondering, yep. Ooh, what am I going to do? Am I pulling this guy? Who am I bringing in? Like, you don't get five, 6 innings to figure it out. You get the quick hook.
Oh, yeah, but if Crochet goes, Crochet, if now, but if Crochet only goes five tonight, the Sox should be in trouble. Sox could very well be
in trouble. Oh, if Crochet only goes five, the series is over and the Yankees win. Like that. I mean, I am banking all of my optimism and hopes on, at the very least, Crochet goes toe-to-toe into the seventh-plus inning. If he's not in the game after the fifth inning, something went
like
horribly wrong.
Skubal today went 7 1/3 or 7 2/3 against the Guardians. Granted, it's against the Guardians, who have a Soxian lineup, but he went 7 2/3, 14 strikeouts, one earned.
Ooh, baby. Yeah.
That's what an ace does. That's
no pressure, Crochet, yeah. But yeah. The bar 14. Has been set.
I mean, it is. You talk about pretty incredible for where he was last year versus this year versus the innings he's pitched, by far the most, over 200 innings pitched. And, oh, by the way, it's chalk it up as a win if he's pitching. No pressure for him, but Crochet seems to be just fine with the pressure that's put on him. He doesn't seem overwhelmed by the moment.
No, he's embracing it. Some of his comments yesterday were, this is basically what I envisioned myself being and doing. This is what I wanted to be when I was on the worst baseball team in the history of baseball a year ago and pitching four innings and all of those things. No, this was his vision for his trajectory in his career, and because they went out and got him, and because this season played out the way it did, it's probably fast-tracked.
When's the last time we've seen a pitcher with this, I mean, with this kind of gutsy attitude, kind of performing at a high level in key situations?
Well, Sale his first year. Sale's first year.
When was that?
We fell in love with Sale his first
2017.
2017? I mean, we're talking 8 years ago.
But he had over 300 strikeouts that year.
They've always,
that's the longest time. That's a long time.
They've also always had this guy when they were good. Whether it was Josh Beckett, whether it was Pedro, whether it was Curt Schilling. They've always had this swaggery ace, you know, cocksure, to use our word, that Mike Vrabel brings to the table.
Patriots, funny, crossing sports, pardon. Patriots, whenever they were really, really good, you always had a lockdown corner. And the Sox, whenever they've been good, have always had an ace.
And that's probably intuitive.
Like, yeah, I mean, it stands to reason.
But they also have an ace that seems to have, and I guess maybe most aces do, in this that swagger to them. And, you know, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. They were going to travel basically in sweats, athleisure, whatever you want to call it. And Crochet was like, no, this is a business trip.
Oh, he was the one that called that?
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't hear that.
And Cora Crochet said, okay, yes, sir. Sounds good. I mean, that's
love it.
That's
love
a sign
it.
Right there.
He might be 1A as far as the face of the leadership this team.
You saw the graphic that the Red Sox put out the second they clinched. It was Crochet's face looking like game ready with a bunch of like other little players littered around it. Like, he is the focal point of all of this.
We got him for what, 5 more years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're fine. You got him. But it can all go south, too. Like, tonight is a big – the last game was a really big game. It was the biggest game of his career until this week when he faces the new biggest game of his career. This is
– tell that stat again. I heard you say it earlier. I didn't realize that the game winner of three
12
game series.
Yeah. There's been a three-game wild card series 12 times. Winner of game one has won all 12
That's
series.
Crazy.
So the Tigers are expected to win that series over the Guardians. And – 8 of the 12 series have been won by the road team. So you even have the benefit. The history would tell us that it's actually beneficial to be the road team. But more importantly, you got to go out there and win it. But this is where, you know, it's like cliche. I don't know what you want to tell. Like, this is where legends are born. Like, you're going out there in your first appearance as the ace of the Boston Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. We're already having the conversation. Oh, there was Beckett, and there was Schilling, and there was Pedro. And like, this is how you make those legends. This is how you boost up that legendary career. The flip side is, if it goes south, you undercut everything. Yeah, you had a great regular season. You had a great regular season, and then you threw up on yourself at Yankee Stadium with the season on the line, right? Like, that's how quickly it can turn between 6:08 and 8:30 tonight. You know, that's
a
career
sets the tone for a long offseason.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So, no pressure.
Now all the questions are different. He faced questions this year because he had never done it before. But now if you fail in the biggest moment, those are sort of the questions that will chase you for a full year, because you got to wait a full year to get back to this position again. Everything you go through, it's a little like the Chiefs or the Patriots. Like, oh, it's great that week four you did that. Talk to me in the AFC title game.
And unless we forget also, too, that we're just talking about it on a pure just sort of competitive baseball level. Like, you, if you lose this series, all of a sudden, like, the shift, a little balance of power. Like, we felt like we've had it over the Yankees for a while now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Since 2018, 2004, even if you want to, 2021, knock the Yankees out.
Yeah.
Playing New York, trolling them on the boombox and everything. If they win this one tonight, you can feel a little shift of power back down 95 towards the Bronx, and that's going to be something else that's not going to sit well. That'll give you the sour milk tummy all offseason long, too.
All right, so let's get into it, because about 15 minutes from now, we'll talk to Brian Hoyer, our weekly Tuesday afternoon expert on the Patriots offense and the quarterback position. So let's get into prediction time. I think people know where I'm going with this, so I'll hold back a little bit. Let's start with Ted Johnson. It's a three-game series. Garrett Crochet is on the mound. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking is going to happen?
Win tonight, lose tomorrow, win the next night. They
so
win.
Win
series.
In three.
Win in three.
Win in three. So you're feeling good about Connelly early et al. Pitching in game three.
You know
three.
What? He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Oh.
And so he's this will be a first time for him to experience. You know what? And I don't know. Did you see him in his last outing? Pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, but was that game three of a nope, wild season nope, deciding wild card nope. Yankee Stadium
on the road, the Bronx Zoo at night?
There's a flip side to the pressure. There's, again, you know, not ever having been there. You don't, when you're a rookie and you're doing it for the first time, sometimes you don't worry about it, because you really feel in your mind, I have nothing to lose. No one's expecting me to pitch well. So you go out there and you play loose and you play free, and you end up putting a performance that is, you know, a memorable one.
Dan Ball.
And Andy, to kind of borrow your logic on Alex Cora, to Ted's point for game three, I would imagine the Yankees would handle Cam Schlittler similarly to Connelly early.
Schlittler.
You got to say that one very slowly.
Careful. Where FCC listening.
I think they would choose to go to their super bullpen earlier than later for a rookie who's doing it for the first time. And I would trust Alex Cora in a bullpen game far more than I trust Aaron Boone. So if it comes down to the two managers pushing the right buttons in a deciding game three after your starters are out, I choose Cora and the Red Sox there.
And that is a layer to this. If they're going into game three with a rookie on the mound, Boone could be managing for his job. In New York, like, that could be him managing for his job.
I love him there.
Don't they say that every year with him? No.
Yeah, they do. But sooner or later, they are going to be right, aren't they?
Yeah.
Savages in the box.
We can run this all past the manager at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons.
Well, ain't that ain't that grand?
AC, let's have good things to talk about from 6:08 tonight at 2:05 tomorrow. Let's go out there and get a victory. So the manager of the Boston Red Sox, hopefully up 1-0 in a series with the Yankees, will be joining us tomorrow afternoon at 2:05.
Can't wait to say, wow, what a great idea to put in Sogard, because he got that anytime home run. Amazing.
You know what I love?
Amazing.
You know what I appreciate about the manager of the Red Sox? He was going to get his interview with EEI Afternoons in.
Yeah.
Come hell or high water.
Yeah, he wanted to do it.
They were talking about, we have to get him next week. No. He's coming on tomorrow at 2:05. Listen up.
He may regret it, depending on how the game plays out tonight. But
I think he's feeling good about tonight.
Dan Ball, your prediction. Mister, they're going to lose their final six games of the regular season and not even make the playoffs. Ooh. How you feeling about the wild card series?
Ted stole my thunder, and I used my logic on his behalf, because I also have the Red Sox in three. I have Crochet besting Fried tonight. I have Bayo feeling a bit of playoff pressure in his first career playoff start tomorrow and losing to have it tied up. And then I trust Cora and Co. in a bullpen game navigating a tough game three, so give me Red Sox in three.
Really what it is. It'll be a bullpen game. If Connelly starts getting shaky early, then he'll just start micromanaging the hell out of his bullpen.
Real quick before we get to Stiz's prediction, this just hit me. Does Connelly early look a little bit like Jackson Dart? Because I was thinking of baby-faced people performing in New York, and Jackson Dart just did it.
Young, handsome guy. Threw a touchdown pass and ran for one in his debut against a top 10
defense.
They have
that, hairless face that's got a little rosacea, it gets a little red.
He's
just
a baby.
He's just a baby, but Jackson Dart proved he can win as a baby.
They got Alex Bregman taking BP right now, tied for sixth most all-time career postseason home runs.
Let's hope he doesn't.
Let's go, baby.
What kind of illness was he dealing with? Dan Ball, was it like a cold, flu, potty? What?
He had potty fever.
They were specifically vague about that information, and I can't blame them, because I don't think I'd want that information being public.
Probably not. Stiz, prediction.
Call me Mr. Simpson because I'm a homer. The Red Sox going back to back, back to back.
I love it.
Wow. So, Fitzy, what do you got? We're going to keep the – I feel like there's going to be a homer circle here.
Yeah, there is. Utah, give me two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sox in two. The old Chuck Woolery, 2-2.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox are going to win in two.
You
I
know my theory. Crochet it's kitchen wins. Sink.
Crochet wins tonight, and then tomorrow I think the Yankees are already going to be thinking – they'll probably have read the stats that I read that 12 series had the first game winner win the series. This is going to be 13-14 with the Detroit.
I'm telling
Detroit.
You. If you win tonight, if you are lucky enough to win tonight, if you outlast maybe the second best left-handed starter and the third best left-handed starter in the American League behind Skubal and behind Crochet, if you can keep Judge and Stanton at bay and you win tonight, then tomorrow you just go all in. I don't care if Bayo goes 3 1/3 and you have to bring in your 8th and 9th inning arms in the 4th and 5th. You go for the win tomorrow. You do not give the Bronx Zoo a chance to get behind the Yankees in game 3 and lose on something intangible. You get the job done as quickly as you can, no matter how you have to get it.
Doesn't it feel like sometimes these series play out in a way that doesn't matter what the fact that the Red Sox had the most errors in the league all season long, it doesn't matter in this series. It matters how they play in this
Correct.
Series. Like there's so many things that you could go, well, they were this, they were that. It doesn't matter.
And
it's like starting a whole new
I'm
season.
I'm looking at them on TV right now. They look awfully loose for a bunch of guys.
I like that.
They look happy.
Give me a loose team all day.
I love these things.
Yeah.
Ah, they look loose. I love that. About 8 o'clock when they're down 7-1, we'll be like, maybe they should have been a little tighter.
Yeah, why weren't you guys
cared
yeah,
more?
Yeah, Vrabel wasn't practicing hard enough this summer.
But I think there's a part of them that feels like they've already kind of exceeded expectations.
I agree.
So they're playing in a way psychologically with house money.
This season has been
a
success.
House money approach.
I stand by that this season was a success. Even more so.
I do too.
Given the lineup and sort of Anthony getting hurt and
injuries,
every, and you still made it. And now you're right. Now
Rocky
we're at Yankee
Devers
Stadium.
Was traded.
Now, Alex Cora, I agree with you. Maybe nobody thinks you can win at Yankee Stadium because they got Judge and they got all these mashers and they got at least as good an ace as you and all that. Alex Cora, that should have been the card you played. And maybe he played that internally. Nobody thinks we're going to beat the Yankees at Yankee Stadium in a 3-game series. That's the card you should be playing. Dan Ball.
And meanwhile,
you're welcome, boys.
On the other side, thank you, Brett.
No, not you're welcome. They have two pitches, Brett Bott. Two pitchers. We need more than two pitchers, and it's because of you they only have two.
But Dustin May's on his way. He'll be ready for the ALDS.
Yeah, May Day. There's one good May in this town. I'm not sure there's room for two.
Just quickly on the Yankees, too. I mean, you could already argue that their season has been a disappointment not winning the division. So
Yep. There
is a lot more pressure for them to get past the Red Sox and probably get past the Blue Jays in the next round. You got a lot of veteran rentals, Bellinger, Goldschmidt. They already benched their shortstop of the future in Volpe to try to get more wins. So they have a lot riding on this series. So I do like that advantage.
They are fast as well, though. What's the name of the guy at third base with the 49 steals led the American League?
Caballero.
He's a cowboy.
Fun name to say.
It is a fun name.
They also have Jazz Chisholm. Like, they have, you can't.
All players.
If you look at the Yankees lineup, they're talented. They can create scoring. You know, we fall in love with, they just hit home runs. No, they have some speed. They do have good power.
Cody Bellinger is also a good postseason player.
There's a lot there.
Sure is, man.
He is. He has got October experience out the wazoo.
No doubt.
If you're watching on ESPN, there's our guy right now. Alex Cora will join us 2:05 tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons.
Is that Cora with a glove in the field?
Yep, he's
can
got
I change my pick to a Red Sox sweep after seeing that?
look at the gun show
Bregman.
On it.
Gun
Bregman.
Show.
Oh, my God. Red Sox in one.
Hit a tanning bed once in a while.
Is it possible to win a 3-game series before the first pitch is thrown?
Oh, we're feeling good about Red Sox Yankees tonight. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're also feeling good about Drake May. We're going to talk to our guy Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback, about Drake May, Josh McDaniels, the offense. That's all next on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ball has what's trending. Counting down the hours and minutes to 6:08. The opening of playoff baseball here in Boston for the first time in 4 years. The biggest game of the year for the Red Sox. The biggest game
in 4 years. How is this not the biggest game in 4 years?
Okay, it is the biggest game. Stop yelling at me. Biggest game for Garrett Crochet. Maybe a big game for Alex Cora to sort of rehab his image. We deal with a lot of Cora haters. Mm-hmm. So Red Sox baseball, 6:08 right here on WEEI. Three-man booth. Get excited for it. Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Merlone. Also get excited because we're going to the guest line for our guy Brian Hoyer, former quarterback, New England Patriots, podcaster, expert, analyst. Mr. Hoyer, how we doing
What's
this
up,
week?
Brian?
I'm great. Let's go Sox.
That's
Let's
right.
Go,
Let's go Sox.
Go.
Hate the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
Do you really, or did you learn to hate the Yankees when you got here? Yeah.
No, I grew up in Cleveland, so I hated them then, too. And I have some friends
point.
Now who are like, come on, support your hometown team. And look, I grew up with the Indians, not the Guardians, okay? So yep. I'm a full-blooded Bostonian now. I love what they've been doing. I love Roman Anthony, the Roman Empire, Garrett Crochet. I love everything they got going on.
There we go, B. Hoyer. I like that.
You know,
man.
A baseball fan.
You know what? I'm from another
baseball
place, too.
Baseball was my best sport.
Oh, was
really?
It really?
Brag.
What?
Yeah.
Tell us. What was your position?
I mean, mainly, I would have kept going as a pitcher. I was a pretty good pitcher, threw in the low 90s, won the state championship as a sophomore, not to pat myself on the back. But I could hit, too. So I live vicariously through my son now. He's a pretty good baseball player, and I love coaching him up.
Do you ever dream or think what if you had pursued the baseball path?
You know what? I think as an 18-year-old kid, when I was kind of forced to make that decision, in my mind, I was like, oh, there's a lot of guys who throw in the low 90s. I didn't think of, like, you know, developing and getting stronger and bigger and maybe throw a little bit harder. But it worked out pretty good.
Yeah. Hey,
did you ever pitch to Brady?
Huh. No, I've never pitched to him, but I think I could strike him out easy.
He was drafted.
I had a nasty changeup to a left-handed hitter. I would just go at him like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys would have formed a hell of a battery because he was drafted by the Expo. Man, we could have formed what a great baseball. We have Russell Wilson at short. We got Poyer on the mound.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Damn, what a
Russell
team.
Wilson. Right?
Yeah, there's
AJ Brown, a guy that we've been keeping our eye on up here in New England.
Okay, I believe our own Will Middlebrooks will be calling the game tonight.
He was a great quarterback in high school.
There you go.
And I believe he was a great option quarterback. I forget who he had, but he had a superstar running back, and they just used to run the option.
That's talent, man. That's athleticism, Brian.
That is athleticism. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Damn. Mm.
All right, so Drake May. You know, we
talk
saw
about athletes.
Let's talk about athletes. Yeah. Drake May put on a performance, efficient, couple touchdowns through the air, touchdown on the ground. He was rolling out. You know, that touch play we were talking about earlier, that little touch play rolling left where he hit Hunter Henry. If that play was made by Patrick Mahomes, it would be all over every TV network. And now we got one of the, those guys that makes that play. What'd you think of Drake May? And is this just sort of a natural evolution of where his game is going?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that play, the vision to have that play to be sprinting full out, you know, sprint to your left and zip it through that window, that's Mahomes, that's Josh Allen-esque. And so that's what we all thought, you know, he would get to. I think the one thing you're seeing is just a comfortability level that is getting him. I mean, you talk about, what is he, first in completion percentage? A lot of that has to do with knowing the intent of the play and getting to the right reads as quickly as you can. And I see that from him, especially this past week. I think a lot was made of his connections with Diggs. And you see Diggs being moved around all over the field. And one of the most impressive throws to me was the fourth down back shoulder to Diggs to the field. I mean, you talk about trust in a guy, confidence with the rhythm that Drake took the drop and let it rip. You know, it's clear as day that you're seeing this guy is very confident with where he's at, with where his understanding of the offense is right now, and it's showing out on game days.
Brian, what did you think of, you know, just the game plan? You know, I mean, Josh McDaniels' game plan in week one versus week four, it was a totally different. I just thought Josh was on point in his play calling. Is he getting more comfortable with his quarterback, and he knows what he's kind of got in the players? Like, what did you think of the game plan overall? With the moving pockets that he had from Josh McDaniels.
Yep. Yeah, great point, Ted. I think the one thing you're seeing from Josh is he's adapting the offense as he goes, not only to the team they're going against. We've always heard it's a game plan offense, and I can attest to that, but the players that he has. So we saw a lot of like pony personnel with two backs, a tight end, and two receivers, and that we saw some of those, the jet sweep to Gibson, and then the next play they fake the jet sweep, and then they run it left with Ramondre, I believe. And so he's pulling some of that stuff out. There was one, David Andrews and I were texting in a game where they pulled the left guard and the left tackle and left the end unblocking, and I think they had the tight end come back around. I mean, misdirection, things that he's seen. And also, I think, look, adaptability. I mean, he's got a new staff working with him who bring a lot of ideas that you can see are implementing. It goes back to me that week against Miami, the throwback to Hooper. We called it the Y League play. I remember we talked about it that Tuesday. That's a truly West Coast play. So you're seeing a melding of different systems coming together. And ultimately, the one thing that you hit on is getting Drake May and using his legs, whether it's on boots, nakeds, you know, some of these zone reads. I think there was a zone read in the game. He ended up handing it off to the back. But just another layer of offense that you're able to see now with a guy like Drake's talent.
So, Brian, we're seeing all of these crazy stats now coming in about how Drake is the first guy since Brady in 07 to throw this completion percentage. I know it's nuts, and he's getting compared to Lamar and Josh and this and that. I'm not worried about all that going to his head. I think he's got the right infrastructure and the right mentality. But do you believe the way that he's been playing, this is what we're going to get, or are we just in scratch the surface mode?
I think it's going to keep growing. I really do. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw, he was mic'd up for the game, and there was a moment at the end of the game where Josh was like, "Hey, great job. I'm proud of you." And the best part is we're only just getting started. And so I think, look, it's going to continue to develop as the year. Look, there's still going to be bumps. I mean, the guy is he 23 years old? We had him as a guest on our podcast today, and I told him, I said, one of the greatest things that I've witnessed covering you, getting to know you, is just he's a very humble, aw shucks type of guy. But we got to see a little personality come out the other day. He pulled the Cam Newton Superman against his home team, Panthers. Yep. Like, you're going to see him continue to grow, and just hearing him mic'd up, the leadership that he brings. I mean, there's so much to like about this kid. He's so likable, and I think, you know, the progress on the field will continue to build because, look, it's four games in. They're just scratching the surface of, you know, game planning and his feel for how Josh is going to call plays and things like that. And look, this Sunday night will be a real test, right? I mean, call it what it is. It was a great game, complimentary football, offense, defense, special teams. You're going into Orchard Park, and you're going to play the team who's kind of at the top of the mountain in the AFC East right now. And what can you, you know, do to try to dethrone those guys? And I think, Ted, I don't know if Bill ever said this to you, but on big games like this, he'd say, if you love football, then Sunday night at 8:25 at Highmark Stadium, that's where you want to be. It's not for the money. It's not for the glory. It's because you love the game of football, and it's going to be a great atmosphere.
former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, I was a guy that had some concerns in August about the offensive line. I went to some of the practices, and there were a lot of pass rushers getting through. There were a lot of issues. And now 4 weeks later, that does not seem to be a problem. So is that talent related, the new players they've brought in, obviously Will Campbell settling in, or do we need to throw some flowers towards Doug Marrone and the staff that has that line playing well?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think the one thing you always got to remember in training camp is usually the early edge always goes to the defense. Ted knows it. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Always. Yep.
These guys are aggressive. They're ready to get after it. And offensive line, there's a lot of communication. So you didn't really know who the starting five was going to be. And now you're getting into, you know, Ben Brown has a great job filling in this past Sunday and does a great job. And so you're going to have those rotations in there, but also understanding the scheme, understanding protection. I think the one big thing that's really helped the offensive line is being able to run the football. I mean, we've seen the play action go up percentage wise each and every week. And you can do that when you feel comfortable with the running game. And so they've got great balance right now. I mean, one of the best things you can say about an offensive line is you're not talking about them. And so for Will Campbell being as high of a pick as he is, no one's really talking about him. That means he's doing a great job. And David Andrews pointed out to me, he's like, look, I know the play, he wasn't really a part of it, but his first play of the game, he goes to block a guy and just pile drives him 10 yards and pancakes him. He's a tone setter, and he's got that nasty attitude, and I think it's rubbing off on those guys.
Yep, he sure does. I want to ask you about just their zone coverage, okay? You know the 3rd and 15 play to Steph Diggs over the deep over. Talk about, like, I feel like Diggs is an expert in finding the space and zone. I feel like, do you think maybe they're playing zone because of the running ability of Drake May, and it's allowing Steph Diggs to kind of go off because he's excellent in finding the pockets of weaknesses in the zones? Is that a true statement? Are you seeing the same thing?
No, I think that's 100% true. I think the one thing, when you have a guy who can beat you at quarterback with his legs, you don't want to play a lot of man coverage because you have to have a guy to account for him. The one thing I'm seeing with Steph, and a lot's been made, and Ted, you were there. We were sitting by each other at that Hall of Fame induction for Edelman, and they brought up, you know, the slot receiver. Well, the slot receiver can be a lot of different guys, and what you're seeing now is Steph moving into that so-called slot position because he has a great feel, as you mentioned, for zone, not just that deep over, but some of the smaller routes that we're used to seeing, what we would call a juke route, where it's like either go in, post up versus zone. If it's man, you can either go across, take it back out. And so I think Steph is going to realize, like, the benefits of moving all around allows him to do a variety of things. So you saw, you know, 5 to 6 yard routes. You saw the deep over at 18 to 22, and he's running go balls on the outside. So, you know, the more zone coverage they're going to get because of Drake's legs and because teams don't want to, you know, get basically beat by man coverage. One, he can throw it and beat you. And two, if there's no one there and you're not accounting for him, he's going to pull the ball down and run. So, look, the Bills are traditionally a zone team. I would anticipate to see a lot of zone coverage on Sunday night. And that's where, you know, Drake's understanding of the basically the intent of the play. And Josh does a great job. Hey, on these plays, we're not taking a sack. It's a quick drop back. Here's your 1, 2, 3. If not, check it down. You know, just knowing that intent of the play allows him to process faster, and he's doing a great job of it.
So if things continue along this positive track and the Patriots could potentially exit the month of October with a winning record, it sounds like this team is going to be worth not just watching along and paying great attention to, Hoyer, but also like investing in. So if you could add one thing to this team right now, as is, on either side of the ball, what would that one thing be?
Man, that's tough. I think I mentioned the guy before, AJ Brown, and everybody looks at him and he's disgruntled. I mean, I've actually, when you look at like the game, obviously Diggs had a bunch of targets, but Drake does a good job spreading the ball around. You add a guy like AJ Brown, and I think that's a wishful, hopeful dream, but that would really, I think that would make this offense scary. You have really two good, solid tight ends who know how to work the middle of the pass game, and Drake has a lot of, trust in those guys, but an explosive guy like that to pair with Diggs, to pair with Mac Hollins, to pair with, you know, some of these other guys that are contributing. But also on the defensive side, I think the one thing that they don't really have is a true free safety, a true like Devin McCourty type player who can be back there and be like kind of the quarterback of the defense. I think that's something that you'll see going forward. You know, Hawkins and Woodson are doing a good job, but I look at those guys more as in the box type safeties. And I think eventually you're going to want what they would call like an eraser back there, where Devin wasn't going to let anything over his head. He was going to make sure everybody was in the right position. You know, so kind of a look on both sides of the ball, I think what would be great, you know, to add to this team going forward.
So a little over a week ago, we were talking about 5 turnovers and penalties and a disappointing loss. Yep. A week later, you blow out the Panthers, mm-hmm. and that's great. 1 o'clock on a home game, Gillette Stadium. How do you feel like this team is ready to go and Drake May is ready to go to Buffalo Sunday night, drive through the Bills Mafia out there and go toe-to-toe yep. with Josh Allen? You feel like they're close to ready for this spot?
I think they are. I think the one good thing is, you know, it was a wake-up call. They turned the ball over against Pittsburgh, as you mentioned. I mean, if they don't turn the ball over, even if you take 2 of those turnovers away against Pittsburgh, you'd probably have a similar outlook to what it looked like here against Carolina. So they've realized now, look, we just can't beat ourselves. We're talented. We got to play smart. And that's what they're going to have to do to beat Josh Allen and the Bills. You can't beat yourself. The Bills will beat you as it is. If you start to commit those, you know, turnovers or penalties, that's going to make it even harder. So I think they got to go in there, take a look at what they did against Carolina. And obviously Bills are a better team, but you know, it's got to go with the same game plan and execution, and then, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
So as we let you go, baseball, Brian Hoyer, do the Red Sox win in 2 or do they win in 3?
I'm going to say 3. I think Crochet will get him going with game 1, but you know, it's the Yankees Red Sox rivalry. I think it's going to be, and plus, you know, MLB wants the full series.
Oh, yeah.
So I say win in 3.
Wait, are you claiming it's fixed? Is this an ex-athlete telling me things are fixed in professional sports?
Nah, I'm just joshing you guys. But no, I can't wait to watch, and I'm rooting for those guys for sure.
I like that we can talk some baseball with Brian.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully this is still going next week when we talk to him. Appreciate you joining us, Brian. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. Man.
Former 90-mile-an-hour pitcher Brian Hoyer and Patriots quarterback.
I look at him differently, man. That is an athlete.
Oh, those guys are – it's ridiculous how many times you find out either the pitcher used to be the high school quarterback or the quarterback used to be the high school pitcher. Yeah. Those guys are athletes.
He's probably a scratch golfer.
I'm sure.
I guarantee he's got probably like a 2-handicap. Golfer. Yeah.
Son All right, coming beat. Up here on WEEI Afternoons, we're coming down the home stretch. Remember, just after 5 o'clock, we have the Mass Mutual pregame show leading into 6:08 Red Sox against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. We'll give our final thoughts, predictions, and rundown of Red Sox-Yankees next here on WEEI Afternoon.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Noons. That was Brian Hoyer just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons taking the Red Sox. He hates the Yankees, despises the Yankees. That goes back to his youth in Ohio as, a, as he said, an Indians fan at the time.
Can we say Indians? Can we say it?
I think so.
You can say it. Okay. That's what they were called. I mean, just because it's not used now, you can't rewrite history.
I live in Dartmouth where the high school football team is the Indians.
Oh, I just dumped all that.
I'm allowed. You would. You tree-hugging hippie.
Jeez.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of a little football, Brian Hoyer was on board comparing Drake May's throw. Not the totality of everything he's going to do or can do, but the throw to Hunter Henry rolling left that turned into a beautiful touchdown down the sideline with the nice block from Pop Douglas, because Mike Vrabel said it, so we all have to carry his water for him and help him keep Pop happy. That was a little bit like Josh Allen. That was a little bit like Patrick Mahomes. As I continue to say, we have one of those guys. I don't know where it goes, but you have one of those guys. For so long, we had a totally different guy. And even Mac Jones was a totally different
he was
guy.
Stiff.
You tell me how you really feel.
Sorry.
Now we have one of those guys that can make plays and do fun stuff, and you're coming off one of the more fun games that he's had in New England. Let's go to the phone lines, where Susan in Worcester has a comment on Drake May. What's up, Susan?
Hey, Susan.
Yeah, I was just going to say about the media. I listen to all you guys, and you know what? The fans know as much as you people do. I've never seen the Boston media so they can go for a play like Drake May when he does good, when he doesn't. You know, there's so many comments. You people just go up and down. Why don't you let the kid play the whole year? Then you can say, what? I don't need you press. I have eyes.
Thanks for the call, Susan.
All right.
She hit me with a you people.
Yeah.
You just got you people.
Yeah. I don't think I like being on the other end of you people.
Yeah, it's not that fun, is it?
Yeah. No. Welcome to how the rest of us have felt for you.
Hurts a little bit.
Good for, like, the fact that she decided to punch in the numbers to EI and give her take is pretty impressive.
Maybe she has us on contact saved, like maybe one of her favorites.
P1.
Like,
P1.
EEI. I'm going to tell those jack wagons.
Yeah, why don't you let him play the whole season? What do you have, a daily show to do?
What do you have, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week?
Susan, God bless you. Is this the first time you've been listening to Sports Talk? Because this is pretty much how it works for years.
It is.
Up and down and up and down.
But I would also say in Drake May in particular, and we're going to get into some of this tomorrow and as the week goes on, there's been more up than downs. And we'll get into some of the Colin Cowherds and the Rich Eisens. And I thought I went too far yesterday when I said Drake May is already a Patriots Hall of Famer. And I probably went too far.
Yes, I heard that.
You sure?
I mean, Rich Eisen's telling people to like extend season ticket deals and buy more things, and you got a guy.
Colin Cowherd put him in the actual Pro Football Hall.
But see, the difference with Colin Cowherd is if you balance out all the really dumb things Colin Cowherd says with all these types, like there's kind of it averages out in the wash.
Yeah.
But any Drake May fan, it feels validated by that. It was like, yes. I'm telling you, he's got a special skill set, and he showed it. In a fabulous way, and so now people are feeling themselves right now.
And also, there's a little bit of a trend here. I know there's the weirdness of the turnovers in the Steelers game, and weirdness is being nice, okay? Yeah. I'm Pete Schrager, I'm just dismissing them, whatever. But for three straight games, I think Drake May has played well.
Yeah.
Like the Miami game, right, great game, some of those throws. This game, borderline perfect, efficient, and the game in between, they were moving the ball up and down the field. It's just the turnovers, which included him, he's not the only one, but included him, got in the way. But that's three straight games. If you're a Drake May guy, if you're in that camp, you're feeling better about your loyalties to him and your predictions of what he can be in the future. So Drake May's rolling, but more importantly, the Red Sox are rolling. They're at Yankee Stadium. The manager's got a glove. He's on the field. You got cut-off sleeves for St. Bregman showing the farmer's tan. Red Sox-Yankees a little more than an hour away. We have a few more minutes here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to Christian Arkan, the host of the MassMutual pregame show, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.